Okay, on Thursday we were discussing the Batim Taisis, Achais Yishtai, and we had begun a discussion of Mitzvah Bav Avera with the goal of understanding Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon, how they each answer the question. Now before I come back to that, and I will in a minute, I'd just like to review for a minute what Taisa says and a possible problem with it. Just push up shad in Taisa. Taisa says that why is Nida any different? Nida, you're also not allowed to be Miyabim. A sister-in-law, the brother dies, you can't be Miyabim in Nida. So Taisa's kasha is, why don't all the rules apply to Nida as well? That by a Nida, she should also be Asa B'Ibam of a Chalitza. And should Pater Etzara, presumably Taisis means. So what was Taisis' Teretz? So Taisis answered, and we understood it to be two Teretzim. So Taisis answered first that a Nida is different. She's Asa L'Chal Ha'ilam. And then Taisis answered that a Nida is different because b'di'eved, if you miyabim a Nida, you're kind of her. And we understand Taisis to mean that that's the mitzvah. So Taisis' teretz is that since b'di'eved, if you miyabim the Nida, you're kind of the Nida, therefore she's oilu l'chalitza, even l'chadchila. Kedu chalitza, even l'chadchila, because since, at least b'di'eved, the yibo mischal, so therefore, there's no problem with doing chalitza. That, I think, is Pashup Shad and Taisus. On Daf Chof Amid Aleph, the Gemara talks about an Almana L'Kayin Gadol. An Almana L'Kayin Gadol is, if she's an Almana Min HaNesuin, she was fully married before, an Almana L'Kayin Gadol is the Isser Lav Va'aseh. Oh yeah, we're talking about Karis and Lav and Shniyais. Amon Kohen Gadol is in between. It's a Lav Aseh, no Karis. And Amon is Aseh to a Kohen Gadol. So if you look at Taisvis, a short Taisvis on Chof Amid Aleph, we seem to constantly be turning to Daf Chof, but that's the nature of Daf Chof. Taisvis there is the Kasha. Taisvis Teret says it's a good Kasha. Doesn't answer the Kasha. And it seems to be a theory to this Taisus. Taisus about Amana L'Kayin Gadol, Tema. The third Taisus on Chof Amid Aleph, Bishlam Min HaNesuin. It's talking there about an Amana Min HaNesuin to a Kayin Gadol, which is an Isser Lav and an Isser Aseh. So listen to Taisus Kasha, very simple Kasha, not complicated at all. Tema, the Min HaNesuin Nami, if you have an Amana Min HaNesuin, Tikshi Leit Shver, Amaychai letzes, kiven deinoy lelibum. Since an almana l'kayin gadol doesn't have yibum, why doesn't she have yibum? The loyasi asay v'dafi loyasi asay v'asay. Because almana l'kayin gadol is alive in an asay. Tavik ichayve krisus. It should be like everybody in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, all the chayve krisus, there's no yibum. And kiven shayno lelibum. Einoy l'chalitza. Frektaisis hakasha. Amana L'Kayin Gadol say the same thing. Amana L'Kayin Gadol say that since you can't do Yibum, but it's an Asayin Alayis Asay, so Kivin Shayna L'Yibum, Eina L'Chalitza. That's Taisa's Kasha, and Taisa says Nachinami. And Taisa seems to say the Gemara could have asked that. Why doesn't Taisa's Abbeis ask for neither? Taisis exactly the same kasha on Daf Chof. Amana L'Kayin Gadol. Why doesn't he say the same teretz as here? If someone is bayol in Isser Lava Aseh, he's kinda. He's kinda b'di'evet. But we learned Ein Kedushin Taisin b'chayve krisus. It's only chayve krisus that kedushin and not taisin, except like Rabbi Kiva. We all think Kedushin Taisin b'chayve lavin. But Stoma, the Gemara, is talking like the Chachamim. That kedushin ataifis, an almana who marries a kohen gadol who marries an almana b'di'eved kedushin ataifis. So why doesn't Taisus on Daf Chav say the same teretz as Taisus on Daf Beis? Should say exactly the same teretz. that just like by Nida, the terraces, why could you do Chalitza? Why could Katet is, how can you do Chalitza for a Nida? You can't do Yibum, how can you do Chalitza? So Tosis answers that since Yibum is kind of bidiyavet, so Memela, you can do Chalitza, even Lechatchila. Anytime when Yibum works bidiyavet, you can do Chalitza. Say the same teretz on Dafchav, that since Yibum is kind of bidiyavet, since an almana, the Kain Gadol is miyabim, bidiyavet it's kaina, just like any kedushin is kaina. If an almana marries, Kain Gadol marries an almana, it's kaina. So say, same teretz, since bidiyavet it's kaina, therefore the chachil you can do chalitza. Seems to be a steer of the two taisis. Follow kasha. That's a simple kasha. Taisis is the same exact kasha. Here about Anida and there about Amon HaLakayin Gadol. And the teretz he says here, the second teretz of Taisus, that since by Nida it's kind of b'di'evet, you could do Chalitza, you could have said over there. Since by Amon HaLakayin Gadol b'di'evet, it's kind of, so therefore you could do Chalitza. Why does the Taisus say it? What? Potter? Kana. When our Taisus, Yivim Tainida, the Gemara in Pesachim says, Baal Potter, same thing would be true on Malkan Gadol. It says there that if you're a Shaygeg, if you're Isaac B'dvar Mitzvah, you're Potter. That's why Ishtai Nida Baal Chayiv, because you're not Isaac in a Mitzvah. Yivim Tainida Baal Potter. Since you're an Isaac in a Mitzvah, you're called the Ketzas Ayinis, and you're Potter from the Karb. Because it's also being Isaac in the midst of Yivim Tai. And Nida is Issacharis, it's worse. And still, but the other thing. Not the Lysa Shishvikaris. I say not the Lysa Shishvikaris. So this appears to be a stira between the two Taisus. Why Taisus over there doesn't say the same Teretz? And I hope you appreciate the Kasha, because I would like to come back to it after we discuss Rav Chanan or Rav Shimon. I'd like to come back to this issue. Now let's talk about Mitzvah Aveira. We know that there's a concept of Mitzvah Aveira, the Gemara. Most well known is in Perek Lulav HaGazel. Gemara says that if a person takes a stolen lulav on Sukkis, he's not mekayim the mitzvah, even though he did the maisa of netilas lulav. But that is the concept of mitzvah haba b'aveira, whatever the makor is, it's a din d'oraisa pashtus. That there's a concept of mitzvah b'av aveira. Mitzvah b'av aveira says that if you do a mitzvah through a ma'is aveira, then the mitzvah is not, you don't get credit for the mitzvah. So the question which Rabbi Chanan and Rav Shimon are both asking on our Taisus says ba'al nida kana, that if a yavama is ba'al yavimtai when she's a nida, he kana, he's mekayim mitzvahs yibum. And Taisus says that's why it's called oila liyibum, oila lechalitza. So they ask that it's also a mitzvah b'av aveira, that being ba'al anida is an aveira. It's a much more chomerdik aveira than stealing. It's an issacharis, and it should be a mitzvah b'av aveira, and you shouldn't get credit for the mitzvah. Why does Taisus say that kana? This is the kasha that they are both asking, and we discussed so far Rabbi Chanan's teretz. Rabbi Chanan answered that the rule of mitzvah haba ba'aveira is doicha, the mitzvah applies only to those mitzvahs where the maisa is the mitzvah, where the mitzvah is performed by a maisa, taking a lulav. The mitzvah is the maisa of taking a lulav. Eating matzah, the mitzvah is the maisa of eating matzah. Most mitzvahs in the Torah are mitzvahs maisiyos, where the mitzvah is the action that you do. There are a few mitzvahs in the Torah where the mitzvah is not the maisa, where the mitzvah is the tachlis, the tayelis, what comes out of it. The mitzvah is that which comes out of it. Rabbi Chanan says that we have to put them in two different categories. Mitzvahs where the maisa itself is the mitzvah, and there we do say a mitzvah b'aveira and knocks it off. Rabbi Chanan is saying any place in Shas you find the concept of mitzvah b'aveira must be that it knocks off the mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah where the maisa is the mitzvah. In those mitzvahs where the mitzvah is the tachlis, the result, which mitzvahs are there that the tachlis is the result? It's very hard to make a long list. A few of them are easy. The mitzvah of a makkah, building a makkah on a roof, is certainly a mitzvah where the result is the mitzvah. The mitzvah puru revu is certainly a mitzvah where the result is the mitzvah. The mitzvah of kisei adam, the zikr, a mitzvah, pashtus at least, where the mitzvah is the result, that the blood should be niskasa. In these mitzvahs, where the mitzvah is the result, we do not say the idea of mitzvah bab aveira, that the aveira knocks off the mitzvah. What's Rabbi Chanan's svara? I'm saying probably his svara is, if the mitzvah is the tachlis, you have the tachlis. The tayelis came out. So what are you going to tell me? So mitzvah bab aveira, you don't have the mitzvah. The makkah is there. And the Pur Ravu was Miskayim, he has children. If Pur Ravu was Miskayim, the Tachlis is there, Mitzvah Bab Aveira does not knock it off. Rabbi Chanan says, Bezeh Meturitz, why, if someone has children Mamzerim, he's Mekayim Mitzvah Pur Ravu. Yerushalmi says that if someone has children Le'olein Huam Mamzerim, that he's Mekayim Pur Ravu. And the Michas Chinuch asks, it's a mitzvah bab aveira. And to that, Rabbi Chanan answers that since the mitzvah is the tachlis, you don't say mitzvah bab aveira. Rabbi Chanan brings another example. If someone is mal, an more than 8 day old baby, a 9, 10, 11 day old baby, on Shabbos, someone does mila shalai bismana on Shabbos, you all know that Mila Bizmana is Daicha Shabbos. An 8 day old baby, you can do a bris on Shabbos. But Mila Shaloi Bizmana is not Daicha Shabbos. Zakhtar Abel Chanan, it says in the Gemara that if someone is Mal, a baby Shaloi Bizmana on Shabbos, B'dieved, it's a Kiyum Mitzvah. B'dieved, it's a Kiyum Mitzvah. There's no Chiyiv to do a new Atafas Dam Bris. Can't cut off the Arla again because the Arla's not there. But a toughest tabris, which is part of the mitzvah, you don't have to do. Even though a baby is born mole, you have to do a toughest tabris.
48 days.
Rather not. Some people were asking, well, I'm going to hit the question. 1 second. So if you do a bris mila on Shabbos, you mekayim the mitzvah. So Zakhtar Abel Chanan, why? Because the mitzvah of mila is the tachlis. The child should become ois oral, should become normal. And since he becomes a gemalata, so the mitzvah is the tachlis. We don't say mitzvah habab aveira where the mitzvah is the tachlis. And with that is it's an yibum, the same thing. Yibum, the mitzvah is the tachlis. And since the mitzvah is the tachlis that comes out of it, so you don't say mitzvah habab aveira is by a lanita, but lamaisa. The kinyan happened. The kinyan is the result. We don't say mitzvah bab aveira when a kinyan takes place. This is the aside of Rabbi Chanan. I mentioned that would answer kisei adam as well. The stipler in Siman Tezvav has a arichus on why you don't say mitzvah bab aveira if someone digs on Yom Tif and covers the dam. So he asks, it's a mitzvah bab aveira. Shouldn't be Mekoyim. Loit Rabbi Chanan, it's good. The mitzvah is the tachlis, the kisui of the blood. Gemara says if the wind, kisoa ruach, if the wind blows it, there's no chiyuv of kisei adam. The wind covers it with a blow sand on it. So we see the mitzvah is the tachlis. So memela, l'chayro would answer that kash as well. Now adkan is divrei Rabbi Chanan. If you tell me Rabbi Chanan is complicated, you're not focusing. Everyone here can understand Rabbi Chanan very glatt. It's a simple statement that if the mitzvah is the maisa, we say mitzvah bav avera. If the mitzvah is the tachlis, we don't. You start asking why, does it apply to here and there, it could get complicated. Rabbi Chanan's rule is a very simple rule. If the mitzvah is the tachlis takes place. A mitzvah doesn't knock off a tachlis, just like if a person buys something on Shabbos. The kinyan is chal. Kinyan is chal. I did an aveira, he bought it on Shabbos, he did an aveira. But the kinyan happens. The same thing by mitzvah bav aveira. If the tachlis is chal, and the mitzvah bav aveira doesn't knock it off. That's what B'chanan's rule. Now, as an aside, there are those who questioned the case of Mila. The example of Mila has nothing to do with the rule of Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan's comparison to Bris Mila, we have to really give it a lot of thought. Is it true that by a Bris, the mitzvah is only the tachlis? Because, as was asked, if you do a Bris when the baby is less than 8 days old, the child is normal, but you have to do a new Tavistam Bris after the 8th day. Or if a guy does a Bris Mila, many Baal Tshuva have the problem. Their parents had their doctor do the Bris in the hospital. Very often it's less than 8 days, and very often it's a guy. So if it's less than 8 days, even a Jew, and if it's more than 8 days, but a guy did it, you need a new Tavistam Bris. The question is a good question. Why don't we say, Rabbi Chanan says the tachlis is the mitzvah, so you should say, finished, it was done. So it's true. It's not so poshut that it's poshut that there's a mitzvah in Arla is the taitzah, the result. It's definitely part of the mitzvah. It seems that Bris Mila has two halakim to it. The maisa ha-mitzvah and the tachlis of the mitzvah. It seems they are both. The Ragachava says that's why by a bris there are two brachas. The mayel makes a bracha, the father makes a bracha. The mayel makes a bracha on mitzvah smila, and the chituch on the maisa hamila, and the father makes the bracha lachnisa bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu, which is the tachlis, the tayelis, that all the bnei Avraham, all the from bnei Avraham, have a simin on their guf of being Bnei Avraham, the idea of Bris Mila. So it's taka true that by Bris Mila it's much more complicated. There are two parts to the mitzvah, the maisa and the tachlis. If we'd be learning Perek Ha'Arel, we'd be talking about Mila, we'd start to declare if Rabbi Chanan's rule should apply where there are two chalakim, why don't you say the maisa is a mitzvah bav aveira, the tachlis shouldn't be good. Something we could talk about, we could argue about, but I don't like to go off on a tangent. But I just want to be maida that the dimyan to Bris Mila leaves makim for Pulpula Dairai. So leaves makim. Rabbi Chanan says it in one line. He says, that's why, by Bris Mila it is this way. I'm asking to you that it leaves makim for a Shaila, if it's so or it's not so. But it doesn't shter Rabbi Chanan's side. For Ravu it's zicha that way. For Ravu it's certainly that way. The Yerushalmi says if someone has children when he's a katan, then there's gadol that he's mekayim pru revu, because the tachlis is there. He wasn't mekayim a maisa mitzvah. He was a katan. He wasn't mekayim a mitzvah. Right. But a guy who's in the sky here, he doesn't have Jewish children. He's done that. But his wife was a Jew, an achinami. I think it says that he is Mekai. It says he is, but then we have to see. But by cotton, it certainly is that way. It could be a guy is Kageshna's guy. Anyway, this is Rabbi Chanan's klal. As I said, Rabbi Chanan, the minor Rabbi Chanan general is that he's clear, he says something very clear, and it answers the question very well. Reb Shimon in Simin Bey's Ice Hay, says a teretz, which is very similar, but it's much more complicated than the Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that the Iker mitzvah of Yibum is the Kinyan. He says, like Rav Elchanan, and the first day of Shir, I told you the Stipler says this, that the Iker mitzvah is the Kinyan. He brings up in the Chazayin Ish. And Naftali says that the Iker mitzvah is the Kinyan. Even though when you learn Pashat Chumash, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like the Iker mitzvah is to have children from the Yavama. But Lamaisa, they all say that the mitzvah is the Maisa Kinyan. That's fine. It's the same as Rav Elchanan. The Isser Nida, what's the Isser to be Bael and Nida? It's an Isser Maisa or an Isser of a result? It's Pashit. The Maisa is an Isser. There is no result. The be Bael and Nida, the Aveira, is an Aveira with the Maisa. Zot Rav Shimon. When the Isser and the mitzvah are different, when the Isser is taking place b'shas the Maisa, and the mitzvah is mekuyim after the Maisa, as a result of the Maisa, the Kinyan, it's not happening at the same time. In such a case, we don't say mitzvah haba b'aveir. Why? He's saying like Rav Elchanan, but with a knech. He's saying that when you have an Aveira, where the Aveira is the Maisa, it's only a mitzvah bab Aveira if the mitzvah is also the Maisa. So then they match, they're one. And then you say mitzvah bab Aveira. If you'd have a case where the mitzvah is the result and the Aveira is the result, you would have mitzvah bab Aveira, because they're together. When they're not together, when the Aveira is the Maisa, and the mitzvah is the result of the Maisa, it's only a split second later, but it's the result of the Maisa, we don't say mitzvah habava Aveira when they're not simultaneous. If you need an explanation of Rav Shimon, I'll give you a marshal. The Stipler, as I mentioned, asks, when someone digs on Yom Tif, he shechted a bird. On Yom Tif, you're allowed to shech. So he digs, takes earth, and covers the dam. So it says that he's Mekayim Mitzvah's Kisei Adam. So the Stipler asked, why isn't it a mitzvah habav aveira? He was only able to be Mechasa the dam through digging. The Stipler answers, it's not simultaneous. First he dug. That was an aveira. By digging, he didn't do a mitzvah. After he dug, he took the earth he had dug up and he covered the dam. So if he took the earth he covered up and he covered the dam with it, it's afterwards. If it's afterwards, you don't say mitzvah baba aveira unless it's simultaneous, it's together. If it's afterwards, then you don't say mitzvah haba aveira. Imkein, Rav Shimon is saying a similar thing. He's saying when the mitzvah is the result, the aveira is the maisa, it's not simultaneous, then you don't say mitzvah habav aveira. Now, at first glance, it's the same as Rav Elchanan, just with a little svara. You can ask a good kasha, I know what you're going to ask. I'm waiting for someone to ask. For one second. But it's the same as Rav Elchanan, but with a knech. Rav Elchanan just said it like a chayk. If the result is the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah bab aveira. Why? He didn't tell us why. Rav Elchanan said it's like a chayk. Trust me, there's no mitzvah bab aveira when it's a result. So since I trust Rav Elchanan, I learned to Rav Elchanan. Rav Shimon is saying a hezbah. He's saying when the mitzvah is in the maisa and the result is in the aveira, then we don't say mitzvah bab aveira. That's Rav Shimon. Slightly different than Rav Elchanan. We'll see in a minute if it's significant, the difference. And I hope you're asking what I think you're asking. By where?
Let's
open to Zevi's cash. Zevi's asking. So if you're thinking, you'll ask, what about Lulav HaGozel? He steals it Sunday and he shakes it Monday. Good question. Pru Ravu is also a mitzvah that happens later. It's true. But that doesn't make it shred. That makes it geshmak. Because now Rav Shimon will answer Pru Ravu as well. Right? Because Pru Ravu, we say it's not a mitzvah of Avera. So Adrab, it fits in very nicely that the Maisa Havera was done once, and 9 months later the mitzvah happens. This is not simultaneous. So God, that fits in very well. But you're going to ask for Lulav HaGozel, where if he steals it one day and shakes it the next day, well, not even a day later, a minute later. Alright, so the Stipler brings a Taisus. He really makes a Machlekes Taisus out of it. But he brings a Taisus in Sukkah that says that you only say mitzvah bav aveir, by lulav gozel, if when you take it to the mitzvah, the owner was not yet miayish. Or in a case where he was miayish, he not kainit, with still a maisa gazela. And the Taka Taisus says that lulav gozel, if someone steals a lulav and the owner is miayish, and then you buy it from him, says the Shinir Rishos. He says, Afinami. It's not a problem. It's only if it's simultaneous. So if you steal something one day and you don't return it, you're still holding it, known as Amiyayish, you have exhale every time you take it. So Mimele says that the mitzvah and the Aveira are simultaneous. So that's what he says. What about by Nida? By Nida, it's not simultaneous. Because the Maisa, there's the Maisa and the result. It's hard. Sakina Charifta is Mechalik. There's the Maisa and the result of the Maisa. There's the time the Maisa happens, and then the split second after the Maisa when the Kinyan happens. I can't cut it, but one is the act, and one is the result of the act. It's separate. Tchilas Bia is Kaiva. So well, I don't care about the Seif Bia because there's only something there in the Seif Bia, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Tchilas Bia, like the Rambam. But the result is not the Aveira. There's no Aveira to have the result to be married to an Ida.
That's a
Rokhana. No. It's the Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is saying that they don't match. They don't match. I'll tell you Nafkamina and you'll if I tell you Nafkamina, if you'll disagree with the Nafkamina, we'll talk. That's the difference. Rebbe Chanan is saying that even if the result is an Aveira,
that's the way that is this example.
For which example?
That's an example of Kinyan Shabbos.
Kinyan B'Shabbos, the result is the Aveira.
Okay.
He's talking about Mila B'Shabbos. Okay, let's see. I don't think Rav Chanan brings an example of Kinyan B'Shabbos. I mentioned
that's
what comes out. Okay, you're right. Let me tell you a nafkamina, and then we can argue about it. Because it's very hard to make Dakas the Kechilukim without nafkaminas. I'll tell you a nafkamina. The Isser of a Kayan Gadol marrying an Almana. The Isser is the Maisa, or the Isser is the result? What do you say? Almana the Kayan Gadol. The stomach's an Isser Bia, like all other Isurim of Ishus, there's an Isser Bia. But is that the only Aveira? Almana the Kayan Gadol, what's the Aveira? Is the Aveira only the Maisa? What happens if an almana wants to give kiddushin to a kohen gadol wants to give kiddushin to an almana? He doesn't give her a ring; it's not going to be ba'al. He'll give her a ring; she's not a yavama, a regular almana. The kohen gadol goes wants to give her a ring, be mekadishar, and stand under a chuppah and do nisuin. So is he aver and aveira? The answer is yes. This is la'yikach. That kimisula ba'ama of yikachisha. The mitzvah says, say, this is a kicha by Kohen Gadol. So you hear, Kohen Gadol is a case where the Aveira is in the result also. It's not like a Nida. If somebody wants to marry a Nida, give her a ring, Sariat Mukadeshusli, and stand under a chuppah, he's fully married. There's zero Aveira. It happens all the time. They will get married. If it works out that the woman's a Nida, they get married. He gives her a ring, and he stands under a chuppah, and he's fully married. By a Nida, the Isser is the Maisa. There's no Isser in the result. There's no issa being married to Anita. By Aman al-Kayin Gadol, the Aveira is the Maisa, but there's also an Aveira in the result. Kayin Gadol is now allowed to be married to an Aman. So I'll ask you. Rav Shimon said that if you're a man is Bayal Anita for Yibum, he's Kaina Hawaii. Because the Maisa was the Aveira, and the result is the Mitzvah, two different things. So by Anida, you don't say Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Because by Anida, the Maisa is one thing, and the result is something else. What would you say if an Almana falls to a Kohen Gadol for Yibum, and the Kohen Gadol is Bayal the Yavama, who's an Amana? Obviously, she's an Amana. That's how she felt the evil. If the Kohen Gadol was Bayal, an Almana who felt the evil, would you say Mitzvah Habab Aveir? Light Reb Shimon. So think it through. Light Reb Shimon. The only time we patter you for Mitzvah Habab Aveir is if we say the Mitzvah is the result and the Aveir is the Maisa. They're different. That was Rav Shimon's text. Here I have a case where the mitzvah is the result and the aveira is also the result. The mitzvah and the aveira are both the result. If the mitzvah and the aveira are both the result, we'll say mitzvah baba aveira. And if Ramana is bayal kayin gadol, I'll say laikana. Because the mitzvah baba aveira, so it's not chal. Ask him. You ask him. 1 second. Step at a time. You agree with what I'm saying? That Reb Shimon's teretz fits in by Nida. Because by Nida, Reb Shimon is right. The Aveir is the Maisa, the result is the Mitzvah. Reb Shimon is very geshmakia. By Alman al-Kayin Gadol, Reb Shimon would never say it. Because by Alman al-Kayin Gadol, the Aveir is the result, and the mitzvah is the result, so it's simultaneous. If it's simultaneous, you say mitzvah baba aveira. So according to Reb Shimon, by Alman al Kayin Gadol, it'll be a mitzvah baba aveira. It won't be chal. With the Yevid, you won't be kaina. By Nida, the aveira is the maisa, because you're allowed to marry a Nida without a bia. Here he happens to have no option, but we're talking about the lav in the Torah. Of Alnida, Eisnidas, whatever it is, Lysikrivel. The Isser of coming on to Anida. It's one lav in the Torah, it's no separate lav for evil by Nida. Why is the Aveira the result? Where in the Torah does the Torah have such an Aveira? But why do you have to have that there's an Aveira? Why you're forcing yourself to say the Aveira is the result? The Torah never asked for the result. It's one pasuk, Elisha benidas devasa, a woman who's b'shas nidasa, alay sikrivu. So it's one lav in the Torah. So that lav is a lav in the Maisa, because we see the result is mutter, you're allowed to marry her with kedushin. So you can't touch the lav one way everywhere, and by Yibam says a new touch. The Torah pasuk is talking by Yibam. It's talking about alay sikrivu.
One time thing
in that bit. It's a machlaikis or shimon. I think there's a Mishnah in Saita. If you're over every day you're married, I think there's such a Mishnah. Why do I remember it? Because it's an Ashtakal Torah of heaven. maybe I'm remembering it wrong. I think it's machlaik is Rishon Lechacham. But if an Amonis Tamazai marries a Kohen Gadol, it's Chal, condition types. Because now Shai say Mitzvah Baba Aveira there, he's not Mekayim a Mitzvah. But there, we're not talking about a Mitzvah. Getting married, surprise, the Rosh and Ksuba says getting married is not a Mitzvah. Even though everyone tells you a big Mitzvah to get married. The Rosh says getting married is a Hechsha Mitzvah to having children. But it's not a Maisa Mitzvah, and the Targ Mitzvah is not. Could be that Rishonim will argue. But the Rosh and Ksuba says no mitzvah to get married. Don't get me wrong, I encourage it very much. But Yibum is a mitzvah. And I started today by telling you there's a stira between Tosfos on Daf Beis and Tosfos on Daf Chaf. On Daf Beis, Tosfos says, by Anida, this is b'dieved, you buy a yikainah, you could do chalitza. Tosfos on Daf Chaf, by Amon al-Kayin Gadol, Tosfos says, since you can't do Yibum, you shouldn't be able to do chalitza. So we asked the stira from Daf Beis to Daf Chaf. Now it's not a stira. Daf Beis is talking about a nida. By a nida, it's not a mitzvah baba aveira. The whole shtickle Torah holds true. And Daf Chaf, it's talking about a mono kayin gadol. By a mono kayin gadol, there's no din depidi evet kana, because it's a mitzvah baba aveira if you buy a mono kayin gadol. The result is a mitzvah baba aveira. So Memeila, over there, it's very geschmack that Tosfos didn't come on, didn't say what we say, that b'dieved kana. Could be Rav Shimon means this. Rav Shimon in his Lashon says that HaKinyan ain't a b'yisr, d'loy asra Torah liknais nida. He brings takadavka, but kind of b'shabbos yishlod. Kind of b'shabbos, where the result is the aveira, and the maisa is, he says yishlodai. If it's a mitzvah, whether you kind of be the other. What?
Why don't we say this in Rebbe Chanan?
Okay, now in Rebbe Chanan, we don't see this. Rebbe Chanan doesn't go with the svar of Rebbe Shimon. Maybe he means it. I can't prove he doesn't mean it. He doesn't say. Rebbe Chanan seems to be setting up that whenever the Aveira is the Maisa. I'm sorry, that whenever the result is the Kinyan, that we don't say by Kinyan, by result, Mitzvah Baba Aveira. That's the Mashmois of his Lashon. His Lashon is, Hecha de Ikara Mitzvah, he Taitzos HaMaisa. Vasiya Eine Yalukamai Hechshala Mitzvah. Does it? Vaveira he begufa ma'isa v'loy b'taytzase. Al shapir hamitzvah is kayemis. What I'm saying is this: if you take the way I learned Rebbe Chana, that's it's like a chayik. It's a rule. You don't say mitzvah b'vaveira by a result. The pashas of Rebbe Chana. Then there's no makom to be mechalik between the two. If you take Reb Shimon Svara. Reb Shimon Svara is a geshmaka reason to be mechalik between Anida and Amon al-Kayin Gadol. Now, if someone's going to tell me that Rebbe Chanan also meant Reb Shimon Svara, he just didn't spell it out, it's fine. I really not, have no taiva to make a machlokes Rebbe Chanan and Reb Shimon.
But not
Reb Shimon has to do with the separation of the two. Well, a separation. One's a nice and one's a result.
As long as the mitzvah and the aveira are not the same thing,
Rabbi Chanan's lashon is kiven the leishayach levat l'sakinya mitama mitzvah hever mitam mitzvah b'aveira memela miskayem es hamitzvah. Okay, this is Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shimon, pretty narrow chilik between the two, which is an apparent chilik. It's not vaday that they argue in it. From the Mailin, the Rav Shimon is that it answers the Shverikai from Tosfos on Daf Chaf. I do have to add one little knetch about mitzvah bava avera, since we're right before Sukkis. The Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah Daf Tes is a kasha. Why do you need a pasuk? Sukkah is tasa lecha. From which the Gemara says that a sukkah gezula is pasul. A sukkah gezula is pasul. Sukkah tasa lecha, it has to be yours. Frek Tosfos, why do you need a pasuk sukkah tasa lecha to be memaida sukkah gezula? It's a mitzvah of Aveira, just like by Lulav. The Tosfos kasha. The Tosfos answers that mitzvah of Aveira is a din derabanan. And in our Torah, you need a pasuk. The Derashah needs a pasuk. Mitzvah of Aveira is a derabanan. Now that Tosfos is considered a Das Yachid. That mitzvah of Aveira is a derabanan. Known as a chiddush of Tosfos on Daf Tes. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of shtiklos Torah for Sukkis that come to answer Tosfos kasha. Why do I need a pasuk Sukkis taslocha teplay to mitzvah bava veira? So there are terutzim. There are other terutzim. It's a nice miches chinuch. I can't resist miches chinuch. Can ask a riddle on sukkahs. How could you have a kosher sukkah and you add a piece of wood to it and it becomes a possible sukkah? Not yet to the schach, yet to the walls. You have a kosher sukkah and by adding to the walls it becomes a possible sukkah. That's impossible. Sounds like it's impossible. But leave it to the Michas Chinuch. He says the following. And with this he answers Tosfos kasha. He says, if you have a sukkah you all know has to have three walls, doesn't need four walls. So you have a minimum size sukkah, you have two complete walls. And the third wall has to be seven tefachim. You have a space of a little less than three tefachim, and then a wall of four tefachim. That's a kosher sukkah. Right? There's a veritable that a sukkah could be shaped like a samach, a chaf, or a hay. Sukkah in the Torah is spelled without a vav, samach, chaf, hay. So samach is a complete sukkah, chaf is a sukkah with three walls is kasha, and hay is a sukkah with two complete walls, and the third wall has a space. The space has to be lavud, has to be less than three tefachim. It's a kasher sukkah. If you have such a kasher sukkah, so why is it kasher? You say lavud. It's a seven tefachim wall. You go now. You take a stolen piece of wood. And you fit the stolen piece of wood into the space that would otherwise be lavud. You put in the stolen piece of wood. Now, how do you have a kosher sukkah? There's no lavud. You have three walls of zayin tefachim, the shape of a chaf, right? You have three walls of zayin tefachim. Zakta miches chinuch, that sukkah is possible because it's a stolen board. The board is stolen. Sukkah is tasa lecha. It's a stolen board. Says the Mechas Chinuch, is it a mitzvah haba aveira? No. Because the board didn't cause it to become a kasher sukkah. It was kasher ready before. An aveira that has nothing to do with the mitzvah, it was kasher before anyway, it's not a mitzvah haba aveira. So sukkah, tasa, lecha, you need, you hear why he says you need a pasuk? Any stolen sukkah is pasher, it's possible. It's haba aveira. Why do I need a pasuk of sukkah's tasa, lecha? For this case, where a person had a kosher sukkah and he stuck in a board into the area that was lavud, so it's a mitzvah baba veira, it's not a mitzvah baba veira, because the mitzvah was good anyway. So here it's possible because sukkah is tasa lecha, you're sitting in a stolen sukkah. I don't think I should digress into that. But anyway, that's not my main point. Right, Ikka Nekuda is Tosfos Shita is that mitzvah haba b'aveira is a psul derabana. So it could be that if mitzvah haba b'aveira is a psul derabana, That's why Taisus doesn't talk. If our Taisus holds like Yenna Taisus, that's absurd Rabbanan. So that's why our Taisus doesn't. Yes, mitzvah b'aveira. We're talking to pater etzara, not to do chalitza. These things are only if it's a din deraisa. So deraisa, you can pater from chalitza, you can pater etzara. Absurd Rabbanan doesn't pater etzara. So it's possible to answer Taisus Kasha if we were stuck without a teretz, we can answer different teretz. Our Taisus going to Shitasa is Taisus Adaptes. Mitzvah Baber is a Drabanan. Drabanans have no shaitas to this sugya. We're talking about pattering from Chalitza and pattering at Tzara. So here we're talking about the Dindai Rice. There's no such thing as Mitzvah Baber. So that would be an additional mahalach to answer Taisus. Right, we don't have to come on to it. We have a Mokhan Rav Shimon who will say a different teretz. Okay, let's get to the second part of Taisus, the Recha Darchi Nayam, which is coincidental that also it's a Gemara in Sukkah, right? Recha Darchi Nayam. So let's see. We're not going to learn the Sukkah part. We're going to learn the Yavamis part, although tomorrow we're going to learn Yitzhak Shem Reb Ruvein Simen Aleph. Reb Ruvein Simen Aleph is Shayach to the Gemara in Sukkah as well, so I guess you'll have a Vart for Sukkahs already once you're at it. Let's see what Taisus says and talk about what problems might exist. Taisus seems to say a very glatta thing. Va'oid. Va'oid nira l'chalik. The fourth line of Taisus. Va'oid nira l'chalik. Without getting into it, the va'oid nira l'chalik is not really a third teretz. It's a chilik. It's a difference we need an achais ishi. It still needs come on to terutzin, but anyway. Vayin nira l'chalik. What Taisus is coming to say, achais ishi is different. Achais ishi afa pisha mesa ishtei achrei kein. Shuv lai testakik liyibu. Kima shenif derasha achas mishum shenema derecha adachin nayam. Kedamina v'yesh mutaris. What's going on here? There's a new concept of derecha adachin nayam. Literally, it means the ways of the Torah are sweet. What does that mean? Zog Taisvis. What's going to happen? By a Chais Isha. A man is married to the sister, to one sister, and his brother is married to another sister. Two brothers married two sisters. You're allowed to do that. Two brothers can marry two sisters. One brother died. Now his sister-in-law falls to him to Yibum. He can't marry her. His sister-in-law is in Erva. He can't marry her. Afterwards, his own sister died. His own wife dies. So one brother died and one sister died, but not the ones married to each other. First, the brother died and left an almana. And now the sister died and left an almana. Now this woman is no longer asa to him. So now she should fall to Yibum. She becomes an almana in September, and her sister dies in February, and now he should be able to do Yibum. So the Gemara says, that's what Taisus is saying, that's a chsard in the Recheh HaDarchei Nayam. It's not right. What's not right about it? Taisus seems to say that if she already had a ptur from this man, to switch her from being pata from him to suddenly being have a zika to him to being mechayiv to him, that's not achinayim. It's not the right way to jerk her back and forth. At first she has a p'tor and later she becomes chayiv. Ein ze darkei nayim im yesh lizdakek lizeh shenifter amen. In other words, once she has a p'tor from him, it's not nice. It's not nice to say, oh, now you're mechuyif to him. That's chesaron in darkei nayim. It's such a big chesaron. All right, Taisus says it's a chesaron. It's chesaron to make her wait, although that's not Taisus' lashon until he gets the nida. Because there she, why would she wait? On a suffix, you mean she'll wait. Okay. Maybe the chesaron isn't making her wait. But it's not Akinayim. This is not a proper thing. Now, Rashi on Pezayin Amid Beis, on top of the Amid, learns Darkei Nayam different than Rashi, than Taisus. I guess it's good, I'm not going to get to it. I'll leave it for you with your chavruses to understand that there's a major difference. It's not a dachistic difference. A major difference between the Darkei Nayam of Rashi, who says it's only if she got married, to the Darkei Nayam of Taisus, who says even if she didn't get married. But to appreciate Reb Ruvain, I have to ask you a kasha. What is Darkei Nayam? What's going on? You know what the case in Sukkah is? The Gemara says that by taking a lulav, Torah doesn't say the word lulav, anaf eitz avos. So the Gemara says maybe it's a different branch or tree, it brings a different type of tree. The Gemara says no, that tree has thorns in it. If you hold it, it's uncomfortable to hold it. The Torah wouldn't tell you to hold a piece of wood with thorns in it, it must mean a lulav. So, what? But you don't take the tree, you take the pre. The pre has no thorns. I have a problem with it. I hope you don't think it's happy courses for me to ask this. Is it true that all of the mitzvahs of the Torah are apparent to us that they're Darkei Nayam? That's so. Is that true? Mamzerus is Darkei Nayam. A person becomes a mamzer, an issa to marry any yid. So you'll say, it's not pleasant to take a piece of wood that has thorns. Or it's not pleasant for Yavama to have to wait. There are a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah that we do because it's Rosh Hashem, and they're hard. Fasting Yom Kippur, it's easy to fast on Yom Kippur. Mamzeris is the most difficult thing I could think of. Mamzeris is someone to be a mamzer. Terrible thing. It's hard to get married. And you marry someone that you're allowed to marry, the children are mamzerim. It's an awful situation. So what does the Gemara mean when it says Derecha Adarchei Nayam? It means there are no hard mitzvahs in the Torah, no mitzvahs that are very difficult. There are a lot of mitzvahs that are very difficult. A person is standing in freezing weather and he only has a shot in his coat. He can't put it on. You don't say, Derecha Adarchei Nayam, if it's very cold, you can put it on. You don't say that. Obviously, we have to understand what Derecha Adarchei Nayam means. It doesn't mean every time something's hard, you can be made. That's not what it means. So that's Reb Ruvain. Reb Ruvain explains what Derecha Adarchei Nayam is. So there are two orders of business for tomorrow. One, to understand the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. There's a Reb Baruch Ber, Siman Ches, and Berachas Shmuel, which maybe we'll get to tomorrow. And in addition, there's the Reb Ruvain, two totally different pieces. Baruch Ber was Reb Ruvain's father-in-law, but the two pieces are totally different pieces. And so for tomorrow, we're going to deal, Mitzvah Hashem, with the Derecha Adarchei Nayam.